And as promised, the second half of the live show at sea with Dr. Drew. He's probably got a little scotch in him by now and is loosening up his bow tie. So enjoy that loosey-goosey, Dr. Drew. First, LifeLock, child's information, particularly the Social Security number. It's got a lot of value to the scammers out there because it's a clean slate for opening new credit lines. Kids don't have credit reports, so the thief can use their info to open new accounts and run up debts before someone catches on. So many ways cyber criminals can try to take what's yours. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against threats to your devices you can't easily see or fix on your own. If there is a problem, their agents will work to fix it. But as I always say, there won't be a problem because you will have LifeLock. Your info's out there, you're shopping online, you're on the computer all day, you're calling all the places, bringing all the food over, giving everyone all your information. Get some insurance with LifeLock, right, Matt?
No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code ADAM for 10% off your first year. That's promo code ADAM at LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK for 10% off.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
10 years ago, one man set sail.
But I'm going to get guests in here. I'll get a studio, and we will create something together.
One man, with a microphone in hand, ranted.
No nailing schedule, no inspector, no nothing. Now,
nothing!
Debated.
I don't want to have a sociological
debate. Sure, why would you?
No, here's why.
Why would you want to do that? Because the person from the Times wouldn't write good things about you if
God,
you did that.
No, that's not the case.
And taught the world how to properly measure a penis.
From the center of the anus to just beyond the tip.
Now, it's time to commemorate a decade. Introducing the official 10 Years of ACS Scrapbook. Featuring never-before-seen photos and stories from behind the scenes at ACS, the early days of the podcast, and favorite memories from all your favorite guests. Signed by the entire ACS crew and every host on the network, this $99 scrapbook is limited to only 300 copies. Head to CorollaDrinks.com today to get a copy of your own or a gift for the holidays. Hurry, we will sell out.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, the middle, man, the boring part of life. People don't want to do stuff anymore. Like, they don't want to just go to the garage and putz around and work on their own cars and have their little projects and build a,
But the reality is everyone does. That's the reality. Everyone is focused on their family and really is interested in just what's immediately in their vicinity.
Right.
That's what we're all into.
Well, we are into it, but then we go online and tear everyone a new a-hole. And then,
but let's get the metaphor back to our cruise here. How do we use this to build community and build a healthier life? Is that a metaphor still, or is it?
Am I stretching it? No, I'm still on my cruise, man. It's my metaphor.
I know.
You think I'm bored of it 27 minutes ago? No, the metaphor is good. I think that people understand that when people enter a stadium. Some people enter a stadium. They've realized that everyone there has entered, volitionally entered the stadium, you know. And when you enter a cruise, a vessel like this, you realize that everyone here is sort of here for the same purpose, or at least close to it. Yeah, see how fat I can get in 3.5 days. And see how much cheesecake I can eat without remember eating it. That's really the battle cry. But so when we enter a stadium, everyone kind of goes, all right, we're here. And I think most people would agree on this concept that when, and you see it all the time, if you watch Monday Night Football, they have the fans in the stands and the guy's a Baltimore Ravens fan, and then you got the San Francisco 49ers fan or the Oreo fan who's next to him. And they're like, the camera's on them and they're all waving, and the guy's like, hey, and the guy's like, hey, with the jersey, you know, but like, we're all fans. Like, we've entered the stadium. We entered the boat. I think, if you take a look, if you think about it, guys who enter the octagon have much more respect and decorum for one another than our two political parties have.
Oh, absolutely.
They realize, oh, okay, this guy's coming in here. He's coming in here. He wants to put his knee through my orbital socket, but, and I'd like to put my knee through, or my elbow through his orbital socket. But when we're done, I have respect for him because they entered this place.
And we'll fight with rules.
We will fight with rules, mm-hmm. and then we will hug it out at the end, and I might even bow, depending on my discipline of martial arts.
Yeah, we've lost the mutual respect.
Right. So what I'm saying is entering the ship, entering the stadium, entering the octagon, I think you kind of get it. And I think people sort of get it when they go to the Costco in their community. And all I'm saying is the United States is just one big octagon. It's just one big cruise ship. It's one big Costco. It's one big stadium.
We're treating it that way.
Yeah, we've all entered. I mean, we're all here. We didn't all come over here on a boat, but somebody thought it was a good idea to come to this country.
Yes.
Somebody in the not too distant past came here. I know Drew's been here for several hundred years. We're slave owners, blah, blah, blah. No. I don't want to get into it. But my family were destitute. No. And they came here with a dream. Okay. Drew's family, long, rich history of owning slaves. And even after the Civil War, refused to give many of them up. But that's his story.
No, I think my family got here about when yours did.
My story is one of pageantry and heroism. True. What?
Nothing.
Yeah. Okay. My family came here to cure cholera. Drew's family came here to collect tokens known as slaves and make money off their back. But that's not the point. The point is everybody entered this vessel known as the United States. If it wasn't you, it was your parents. I don't know how far, like my mom's side was here for a while. My dad's side,
same thing.
Both parents came from Italy to come here to have a better life and to share, not to have a better life in a bubble, to share a better life. And so everybody is on this vessel from all different places in the United States and beyond. We're all here for sort of the same reason, to sort of live and let live and enjoy ourselves and have this communal experience. And if you treat the United States that way, and if we thought of the United States a little more globally that way, we would have a much easier go of it. Yes, Drew?
Yes. I mean, but what, you know, what it gets brought up when you say things like that as well, certain populations were brought over
here. Well, your parents brought slaves here
to keep that going.
Right.
And so, but still,
my parents were humble spaghetti farmers.
But still, your point is valid that we need to all just focus on the community.
Look, all right. So we're all on the boat, is what I'm saying.
Yes, I got you.
And we're, you know, everyone has a different past, and everyone's journey to the ship was different. But
I
here,
think that's the point.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are.
And let's really make a go of it.
Let's make a go of it. That's what Drew is saying.
Speaking of that, people brought in questions.
Oh, they did.
Speaking of entering the octagon.
Oh, okay.
I heard some people saying they wanted to bring questions. They're not here, did? Though. They're not here, evidently.
No, there's one guy. But you did? You heard people saying they wanted to bring questions?
There's a hand in the back there, yeah.
We do have a mic here. Let me ask.
Yeah, and these guys were ready for it.
Oh, all right. So, well, maybe if you weren't late, I would have been tuned up on this. Hello.
So I have two questions, one serious, one not so serious. Dr. Drew, I tried a few years ago to get the HPV vaccination, but they said I was too old.
Right.
And I said, well, that's old science. I tried to, like, regurgitate.
Yeah. They've expanded it, probably since you tried.
Oh, they have?
Yep.
Where did it cut off before?
It used to be 28 or something. Now I think it's in the 40s or something.
46. Mm-hmm.
So it's expanded. And somebody enlightened would go beyond that, it seems to me.
It's like my grandfather used to say, warts doesn't ask to see your birth certificate. And I was 9 at the time. So I was like, I don't know what that means, Pappy. But now his words ring true. Yes, Drew?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I hope he had a conversation. This is your grandmother's husband, yes?
Lotsy Gorok, right.
Because
non-slave owner, Drew, not like your family. Came here to make an honest living, not off the backs of others. Go ahead.
The whole HPV story is, expanded in terms of the incidence of head and neck cancers going up, and I'm just thinking about your grandmother and lack of understanding of rim jobs.
So she didn't have a real clear understanding of rim jobs.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me just say what my argument would be. Here's my argument. All right, couple things. Drew.
I got so much to say about this.
I'm going to make an argument that I think it's going to benefit you.
There's nothing mutual about this relationship.
Let's start with that.
So Drew, wherever we're going,
here's my argument for being a top. Please hear me out. God, I've had to make this argument so many times. Oh, my God. It's like every time I go camping, I got to pull this argument out every single time.
Raping or camping?
Camping. Well, it started off as camping. All right, first off, I'm not girthy, all right? So no harm, no foul. Back there.
Okay,
so
right.
Drew has an exceptionally wide hog, so that's a deal breaker right there. Number two, I'm also exceptionally hairy back there. So that can be problematic, okay?
As Adam has pointed out to me, it's like
Come on, Drew.
It's like trying to find Santa Claus's mouth.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. And good luck finding Santa Claus's mouth. That's not what you want in a bottom, okay, people? Thank you for the drink, my dear. So, for those two arguments, and I could keep going, but those are two of the most robust arguments I can make for being the top. I would be the top. Yes.
In terms of rational arguments, it's hard for me to come back with that.
Yeah, Drew doesn't have hair on his body, right?
Not really.
No, Drew, you're Cooley. Like when you see those,
what?
Oh my. Cooley. Cooley means butt. Oh. Well, it also means you built a railroad, but it means it's Italian for butt. You're
okay. Okay, okay.
You don't know your coolie?
Okay, culo, like culo in Spanish.
Yeah. Okay. It's Italian for butt. Your ass cheeks
look like the... You gotta watch yourself.
Coolie's a butt.
Especially
if
I'm
going to
be working your coolie.
You're working the coolie.
Oh, no, wait a minute. You're going to be working mine.
Yeah. I'm on top. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Drew has no hair upon his body, so that makes him the de facto bottom, right?
I see.
So
makes me the...
I've seen kids
makes
in this...
Makes me your bitch, is what you're
I've
saying.
I've seen kids, like, ever see those... There's those late night St. Jude cancer research commercials with the kids on.
They have a little more hair than me.
I've seen those kids who have more hair than you have on your fucking body. Drew, I'm sorry I had to take a turn for the macabre, but it's true. It's just a fact. All right.
So, are there other questions out there?
Were those both questions? That was two?
I up front here.
Up front.
He's run.
I'll give him the mic.
I was just curious if you got the jizz off your pants there.
Yeah, I know. What is that?
Oh.
I know what that is. It's like chocolate or something.
What happened, Drew?
I don't know.
He got something on it. He's a man of exquisite passion. He's got something on his pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it off now?
Off.
All right.
But speaking of expanding the crowd here, I was thinking next time bringing my kids, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't do
now,
it?
No, I don't know. They judge, you know?
They're 20, so they'll be 27 then. They will judge.
I don't need a bunch of young shits judging
me.
But
maybe if we all brought our kids, we could have another, you know. Create a super yachting group.
No.
Okay.
Do you want, there's going to be a bunch of, like, maybe not your kids, but there's going to be a bunch of snot-nosed little shits running around the ship, and I'm going to go, hey, buddy, and they go, I'm not a buddy, I'm a they. And you're going to go, oh, fuck. Really?
Yeah.
Hey, they, could I get in front of you at the buffet, they? Or do we have to... Jesus Christ.
Did they get out of the way?
Everyone under 25 is a pile of shit, Drew. No way. I know my kids suck. That's why they're at home. They're landlocked.
So a little sort of stuff has come my way lately where I've noticed my kids are like feeling sort of subsumed by my career, my life and stuff. And they're starting to complain about it. That's why we didn't bring them on this. They'd be like, oh, it's your cruise. And
oh, really?
Yeah.
Subsumed.
Like they want
like
their
that
own,
word.
They want to do make it on their own. And I not.
Let me tell you. Good, I'll tell you the best. I'll tell you the best thing. I'll tell you the best thing I do with my fucking kids. I don't know why. I don't know why. Looking at the, comedian on the ship, Steve White's back there, right? Am I looking at you, Steve White? Yeah, good. How are you? Steve, I don't know if you do this with your shitty kids, but I do. Which is like, you go out, you spend a weekend, you do a bunch of shows, you do a bunch of gigs, you get paid several thousand dollars, but it's like in a form of a check. And you don't get to shove it in your kid's face. But my favorite thing to do is if you go out and do like the improv or the comedy store, they give you $300 cash. I don't know why, but they just give you $300 cash. And then I go out and I come home at like 9:30 at night. And I always walk right into my son's bedroom on like Thursday night and I fan myself with the $300. And I go, "Ooh, it's so hot in here. So hot." And he goes, "What? What is that?" And I go, "It's $300, bitch." And he goes, "What's that for?" And I go, "For telling jokes. You know how you want me to shut up all the time when I'm talking? Yeah, well, these people saw fit to give me $300. And then my son always gets real serious. He goes, "How long are we talking about?" I go, "Nah, I don't know, 20 minutes. 20 minutes? They give me $300? I'm like, "Yeah." Oh, Drew's phone is blowing up. It's Pluto
TV.
We got online.
It came up. See that? Pluto TV.
I'm saying stop kowtowing to those kids and start straightening them out, right,
Leading
Drew?
Leading streaming TV service. Look at that menu. Look at this. Thousands of... Look at that. It's incredible. All right. So I watch 100 TV channels, over 100 TV channels.
Oh, you got Pluto again.
Yeah. Oh, okay. On demand. All completely free. Pluto never asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up. You just download the app and you're watching TV just like I just did. Even with shitty internet, you're watching TV. It's crazy. Easy, completely legal way to watch your favorite TV show and hit movies free. What are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again. We all want to cut the cord. This is how you do it. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices today, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStation, anywhere else you stream. And don't forget the chassis channel. Was it 585?
Yeah. Chassis 585. Thank you.
And, hang on. I got something to say. I notice you only walk into your son's room fanning the bills.
Yeah.
Not your daughter.
My...
My daughter does a couple things.
She already has a fan going when you walk in. I understand. I understand. I get that.
My daughter is, I don't know, is it disrespectful to call her Starfucker? She, maybe it is. I don't know. She, like,
for
her,
you?
Her, yeah, her whole thing is like, oh, can we go to Uncle Jimmy's show and watch Shawn Mendes? And I was, you know, my, what I do with my daughter is Shawn Mendes or whoever. Like, she wanted to go there to see Magic Johnson. I don't know. She's a little out of his demo, but she's like, she wanted to see Magic Johnson. I think one of her friends, whatever, but she's sort of unfazed by the whole thing. My son is much more sort of nuts and bolts with the go out, talk, get paid, come home
right.
kind of thing. Yeah, he gets it. She doesn't like. My daughter hopes that I die and that Jimmy adopts her. That's really it's her.
That makes
sense. I mean, look, I'm being realistic. Like, she literally says, like, Jimmy's he's my godfather, right? And I'm like, yeah, and it's like. So if you ate a poison tuna fish sandwich, for instance, are you hungry, Pops? Then we would live at his house, right?
I just remember your relationship with her turned when she was about two, and he went to pick her up, and she used to announce when her diaper was full, and when you try to pick her up, he'd go, poo-poo, poo-poo, she would, to try to push Adam away.
Oh, God, that's a sad realization, which is my... My daughter didn't like me being in the house, you know? So it's like.
Come near and she'd go, poo poo, poo poo.
I'd go to pick her up.
I have a poo poo.
Well, she figured out, like, she figured out at like 2.5 that if I went to go pick her up and that, you know, the night nurse or Lynette or whoever was in the house, whoever I was paying to raise my kids at the time. I don't know who I'll be paying when they're in their 40s. I guess I'll have to carve out a trust fund or something. Like, who's going to raise my kids when I'm dead and they're in their 40s? Someone's going to have to raise them. So somebody figured out, my daughter figured out, that when I would reach for her when she was 2.5 and she was like in her diaper, and I'd like grab her and go like, oh, come here, Natalia. And then the nurse would go like, oh, she's got a poo-poo diaper. I'd go like, okay. And I'd set her back down. So after a couple of those sessions, my daughter, who's not a fan, realized that if I reached for her and picked her up and there was no night nurse to hit me in the head with a snow shovel, I'd just pick her up and she'd go, oh, poo-poo, poo-poo. And I'd go, oh, yeah, okay. And I'd set her back down again. And she'd go back to watching SpongeBob and not have to be manhandled by her dad. It's interesting, right? Sad?
Both.
Interesting?
Both. But so I imagine.
I wonder if that'll carry into her 30s. Like, her husband starts hugging her. Poo poo! Poo poo! Oh, okay. Oh, you shit yourself again. All right. Well, we should go home from the Olive Garden then. This is the worst anniversary ever.
So I'm also imagining you don't walk in and do that with. What's the nanny's name?
Olga.
Olga. You don't do that to Olga.
No.
She's part of your family.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But certainly you do that with Lynette. You walk in.
I hug her. She goes, poo-poo.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
It's
Sonny gets that $300 treatment.
No, yeah. It's true. Yeah. Olga doesn't care. It is interesting that... actually, something that was funny, which was I do try to impart some wisdom every once in a while to the kids. And the problem is they all have these smartphones, you know. So I said to, I don't think I told you this, but I said, I was talking about it on my podcast, but I said to my daughter, I said, so listen, I've been doing stand-up all year, and I've just been doing it, you know, when I can, probably 2 or 3 nights a week, just kind of for free, essentially for free, like, you know, $300 fanning myself in front of my son is great, but... I've not been doing it for the money. I've been doing it for sort of the workout and the challenge and blah, blah, blah. So I had made this New Year's resolution to go out X amount of days a week, every week this year, and do stand-up just because. And I live in La Cañada, and there's no stand-up clubs that are central to La Cañada at all. You have to go to the Ice House, but there wasn't anything going on in the Ice House. I had to go to the Improv and the Laugh Factory and the Comedy Store. And that's a long schlep from where we live, basically, to go in at night after you already worked all day. But I was trying to impart some wisdom to my daughter. And I said to her, I had been going out all year doing stand-up for free, essentially, just on my own, just because I wanted to get better. And then when I got the call to do the Baldwin roast on Comedy Central, I was sort of ready because I'd been working out the whole time. Now, it's different environments, different jokes, it's different everything, but you're on your feet. The sort of muscles or joints are lubricated. Like, you're like an athlete who's not really been training for a sport, but you've been in the gym, and now someone pointed at the sport, and now you're kind of ready to go. You're not having to get out of bed and drop 40 pounds and blah, blah, blah. So I said to my daughter, I said, now listen, I've been doing I'm going to give you a story, and I'm going to explain to you what Daddy's been doing and why this has worked out. And she did the, oh, Christ, here we go, poo-poo. You know, and it's like, you're 13, sweetie. You didn't shit yourself while we're talking. And she's like, okay, here we go with the lesson. And I go, yeah, here we go with the lesson. And I go, just give me 1 minute. Give me 60 seconds to tell you what I've been doing, what I just did, and why it worked out, and why this is important, and why you need to do this at some point in your life. And she pulls out her phone and she goes, okay, 60 seconds. I did not anticipate that. Normally, when I go, give me a minute, it's the entire fucking flight to New Brunswick when I'm talking to somebody next to me at the seat. Like, let me give me a minute. Yeah, let me tell you about my parents. And then we're landing.
I've been in that seat.
You've been in that seat, right? Yeah. She pulled out a phone and she went, all right, get started, old man. And she hit the clock. I spit the whole thing out in like 24 seconds. Yeah. She hit the timer and went like, all right, 24. And then
did she hear any of it?
No, she didn't hear a fucking word I said. She wants me to die so she can hang out with Jimmy.
Well, I think you have a film to premiere coming up.
Yeah, we do have a film.
You want to talk about it at all?
Yeah. Speaking of the boat. Yeah, speaking of the boat. I did a film with Dennis Prager, who's he's a talk show host. It's funny. Yeah, he's a really good dude. It's funny because they always go conservative talk show host. They never go progressive talk show host. They just go talk show host. You know, if they're talking about Anderson Cooper, they just go Anderson Cooper. If they're talking about Dennis Prager, they go conservative Dennis Prager. Like, oh, everyone buckle up. He's conservative. He's just a good guy who has very sort of brass tacks opinions on everything. But again, no need to preface it with conservative talk show hosts. He's a talk show host, just like there's talk show hosts on the entire spectrum. Why do we need to give them a label? Just call them a talk show host. So he and I embarked on this documentary. But in this documentary is guys we like Jordan Peterson and guys like that are in there. But there's everyone from all spectrums. So Van Jones is in this thing, and Cornel West is in this thing, and Alan Dershowitz is in this thing. It covers the entire sort of political right, left, and in between as well. They're always trying to kind of spin it as some sort of right-wing something.
Yeah.
But it really isn't. It's just about free speech and about how it's kind of eroding in this country of ours. And this notion, I got to tell you, like the scariest things I hear is when people talk about free speech and they go, it's so funny because when you say to somebody, are you for free speech? Yeah. Everyone has to say yes. Because it's like saying, do you like dogs?
Right.
You go, like, of course I like dogs. Like, nobody can say, no, I kick them every chance I get. Every time I go to the airport, I just kick one right in the rib cage. You go, are you for free speech? And they go, oh, yeah, I'm totally for free speech. It's just some speech is hate speech, and it needs to be vetted. And it's like, oh, so you're for free speech, but you have to vet
free speech
it first.
Where I'm in charge.
Oh, yeah. It's free speech. I'm in charge of the teleprompter. Yeah. That's not fucking free speech if you're in charge of what's in the teleprompter. It's called free speech, not your speech. Hold on. Thank you. So the movie does a masterful job, if I do say so myself, of exploring that. Yes, Drew?
Yeah, I hear it's good. I'm going to see it.
Oh, good. Yeah. We're going to see it. So until next time, this is Adam Carolla. For Dr. Drew, Sam, mahalo.
This is Carolla Digital.
Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 channels and thousands of movies on demand completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch for free. Pluto TV is easy. It's completely legal. And it's the best way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. You never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. Not sure what you're waiting for. You can be rolling in a matter of moments. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices. Do it today, including your phone and Roku and Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStations, and anywhere else you stream. And also, don't forget about my channel, Chassis, C-H-A-S-S-Y, Chassis Channel. Number 501. It is the best. It is Pluto TV.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.